Listen now to the lessons from God's Word for this, the second Sunday after Pentecost. Well, first of all, look at the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, chapter 7. Jeremiah is often referred to as the weeping prophet because of the very difficult ministry that the Lord gave him when the people of Israel and Judah were pretty much far gone, shall we say, from their dedication and worship of the one true God. They were all filled with idolatry and despised God and His Word. But the Lord sent Jeremiah specifically to call them to repentance. And that's what we have again in chapter 7 of the book of Jeremiah. We're told, "The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Stand in the gate of the house of the Lord and proclaim this message there. Hear the word of the Lord, all you people of Judah who are coming through this gate to worship the Lord. This is what the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, says. Reform your ways and your actions, and I will establish you in this place. Do not trust in deceptive words and say, 'This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.' Sincerely reform your ways and your actions. Carry out justice between a man and his neighbor. Do not oppress the alien who lives in your land, the fatherless or the widow. Do not shed innocent blood in this place. Do not follow after other gods to your own harm. If you avoid these things, I will let you live in this place, in the land I gave your fathers forever and ever. Take warning, you are trusting in deceptive words that cannot help you." This is our first lesson, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm today is Psalm 133. Take your blue hymnal and open to page 133 for the psalm this morning. Let's listen to both the refrain and the verse, or verses first. Second lesson this morning is taken from the New Testament Epistle of James, chapter 1. Start that at there, actually at verse 16. James calls on us to recognize that it's not just our thoughts or our words, but also our actions are to be in harmony with God's will and His Word. James writes, "Do not be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good act of giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the lights, who does not change or shift like a shadow. Just as He planned, He gave us birth by the word of truth so that we would be a kind of first fruits of His creations. Remember this, my dear brothers. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Certainly, a man's anger does not bring about what is right before God. So, after getting rid of all moral filthiness and overflowing wickedness, receive with humility the word planted in you. It is able to save your souls. Be people who do what the word says, not people who only hear it. Such people are deceiving themselves. In fact, if anyone hears the word and does not do what it says, he is like a man who carefully looks at his own natural face in a mirror. Indeed, he carefully looks at himself. Then he goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. The one who looks carefully into the perfect law, the law of freedom, and continues to do so, since he does not hear and forget, but actually does what it says, that person will be blessed in what he does. If anyone considers himself to be religious, but deceives his own heart because he does not bridle his tongue, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled in the sight of God the Father is this: to take care of orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our gospel acclamation this morning, page 161, will be the one that focuses our attention on God's word. Let us sing the Alleluia. Let us arise now for the reading of the Gospel. Gospel today is recorded in the Gospel of Luke chapter 6. We'll start there at verse 39. This also serves as the sermon text for today. Listen closely. Jesus told them another parable. A blind man cannot guide a blind man, can he? Won't they both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but fail to notice the beam in your own eye? Or how can you tell your brother, "Brother, let me remove the speck in your eye," when you do not see the beam in your own eye? Hypocrite. First remove the beam from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck in your brother's eye. Certainly a good tree does not produce bad fruit, and a bad tree does not produce good fruit. In fact, each tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not gather figs from thorn bushes, and they do not gather grapes from a bramble bush. The good person brings what is good out of the good stored in his heart, and the evil person brings what is evil out of the evil within him. To be sure, what his mouth speaks flows from the heart. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Everyone who comes to me and listens to my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house, who dug down deep and laid a foundation on bedrock. When a flood came, the river beat against that house, but could not shake it, because it was founded on bedrock. But the one who listens to my words and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the river broke against it, it fell immediately, and that house was completely destroyed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
We will then continue with the sermon hymn. You may be seated. It's number 513. 513 is the sermon hymn today.